Becca McMillan works within the Ag Division of the Noble Foundation and also ranches with her husband in southern Oklahoma. She was one of two young farmers ranchers that were responders at the Oklahoma premiere of the movie Farmland. And we talk with her about what she saw as she watched the movie for the second time. She saw it earlier this year at the NCBA Cattle Industry Convention in Nashville.
Your thoughts as far as you saw it then, but then you've had a chance to now see maybe things you didn't see the first time. What were your thoughts about the movie itself?
Basically, they hit right on as far as wanting to leave something better for the next generation. And it relayed how hard we work every day in taking care of our land, our animals, and it's refreshing to see that side instead of the negative side that so often gets publicized and portrayed in media. So to me, it's refreshing and rewarding to know that there's other people out there our age, young, doing and producing food for generations to come.
If you jumped out of your skin and into the a friend that's not a farmer, not a rancher, what do you think they would see with Farmland?
I would hope that they would see that we're everyday people that work really hard and care about what we do and taking care of the land every day. We normally don't get a day off. Mm-hmm. It's hard work, but it's rewarding at the end of the day.
Your thoughts about the comment that was made 2/3 of the way in or so about the perception issue. Is that pretty accurate in your mind?
Absolutely. I see it every day. I hire a bunch of young interns every year, and one of the first things we do is we try and get them out in the real world scenario so that they can be a part of it, learn applicable hands-on side that, you know, so often, more times than not, that we get portrayed in the wrong light. And mm-hmm. There's nobody better out there to tell the agricultural story than us, the farmer and rancher.
Your thoughts about how we maybe capitalize on things like this? Or can we?
Yes. I say if everyone could grab somebody that doesn't know about agriculture and have them see this film, I can't help but see that would help turn a more positive light on an industry that's not understood.
The young Oklahoma farmer that acted as a responder to the movie Farmland was Travis Snythman, former Star Farmer of America. He farms with his dad and with his younger brother now in Garfield County, Oklahoma.
What did you think, Travis?
Thought it was an incredible video. I feel like today so much disconnect is with most people, 2 and 3 generations removed from farm. I believe it gives them something to relate to, something to connect to, and I believe there's a good job telling the story from all angles, organic, conventional, and really hits the nail on the head and speaks the truth about how tough things can be and how farmers can be very proud of what they do and what they produce and help them feed the world.
Seems that, of course, they were portraying a fairly broad range of agriculture in this movie. It's so often, it seems like it's hard for us to get along and not try to, you know, pit one another, conventional, natural, organic.
That is true, and I think they did a good job in the movie. There was a couple instances, you know, organic versus conventional versus GMO, and I really think as a conventional farmer, I'm very enthused, or I respect the way that organic and local growers connect with the consumer. The big thing is when they bash away conventional food is grown, and to be sustainable, to provide a sustainable food supply for a growing population, it's got to be done conventionally and with GMOs, and GMOs is a tool for farmers to increase yields and reduce chemical use, reduce pesticide use, and so many things. And so I thought it did a really good job of portraying every angle.
One of the problems they identified was the perception issue. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think it. I think so. I think perception, not enough education is really a lot of it. And until they really do the homework and research the facts that that should should change your perception. I feel like a lot of it's false perception.
Your thoughts, and obviously they were looking to the next generation. They were looking obviously forward. Is that where agriculture needs to be? In other words, did you agree with how they were casting the vision?
You bet. I think the most important thing is the next generation. Just in my home community, there's fewer and fewer young people coming back to the farm, and I think that's so important to the young people that are there, you know, to cultivate the next generation that's coming through and to hopefully retain more of that generation than has been mine and even my dad. So I think that's extremely, extremely important.
Travis Snithman, Becca McMillan, young agriculturalist from the state of Oklahoma, responding to what they saw in the movie, the documentary, Farmland. It'll be shown at movie theaters across the country starting May 1st, including four locations right now set for the May 1st start in Oklahoma. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.